Barhead. It is not how the Barhead U18 Steelers plan to end their season. On April 3, at the Alberta U18 Tier 1 Alberta Hockey Provincial Championships in Calgary, the Steelers lost their third consecutive game, ending the team's opportunity to make the playoff rounds and contend for a podium position. In recent years, the Steelers have had a tradition of doing well at the Provincial Championship Tournament. This year marked Barhead's sixth consecutive trip to the Provincial Championship Tournament. In 2018 and 2019, Barhead took home silver in the B division. In 2017, the Steelers won the B division championship, and in 2016, they won the A division championship. In 2015, Barhead just missed being in the medal rounds. And although this year's team did not match those heights, head coach Dylan Stoick said his players should be proud of their season, knowing that they proved they could compete against the best teams in the province. "It was a difficult tournament," Stoick said. "We were going into the tournament as a bit of an underdog. We played hard, but we could not quite pull it out." He added that the long break between their last game and their first game on April 1 against the Southwest Hockey Cougars from Calgary did not do them any favors. "We got off to a slow start since we really hadn't played a meaningful game in 3 weeks," Stoick said. The last time the Steelers officially took the ice was March 12, when they played for the Northern Alberta Interlock U18 Tier 1-2 championship banner. Barhead earned silver in a narrow 9-8 loss to the Lacrete Lumberjacks. Their second game found Barhead facing their Lumberjack rivals again, but unfortunately, this time Lacrete had their number, beating them handily 9-2. "We got off to another bad start," he said. "It started to snowball quickly, getting out of hand." Later the same day, they lost a tightly contested matchup 5-4 against the Northeast Zone. After a scoreless first period, the Northeast Zone hit the scoreboard first, scoring a power play goal just past the 9-minute mark. Barhead responded about 2 minutes later when Caden Rents, with helpers going to Eric McLean and Jace Walker-Lauren, scored on the power play. The Northeast Zone would retake the lead less than 3 minutes later on the power play. Owen Stoick would tie the game up about 30 seconds later on a goal assisted by Lauren and Axton McCallum. Exactly a minute later, the Northeast Zone team would retake the lead once again. Barhead tied the game again on a goal by Rents, assisted by McLean and Van Warenka with about a minute and a half left in the period. In the third, Barhead captain Colby Miller would give the Steelers the lead on an unassisted marker about 12 minutes into the period. Unfortunately for Barhead, they could not hold on to the lead, with the Northeast Zone scoring two unanswered goals to finish the period. "We probably should have won that one, but we took too many penalties. That's what cost us in the end," Stoick said. This year's provincial championships, perhaps due to the pandemic, did not have the same pomp and circumstance, with the organizers opting not to hold an opening ceremony and banquet. However, Stoick said they took the opportunity to have some fun and bond as a team, taking in a Calgary Roughnecks lacrosse game, going bowling and doing a little shopping. "Although we did not get the result we were hoping for, the boys gave it all they had, and they should be proud of what they accomplished this season," he said. Stoick added the future of the Steelers looks bright as they should have a strong nucleus of 9 or 10 players to build on next season. "The new crop of kids coming in will have some tough skates to fill, but I am confident they will. We, the Barhead Minor Hockey Association, have a good program, and as a result, the Steelers have always been able to ice very competitive teams." Beakerton at athabasca.greatwest.ca.